How can this be, since I have no relations with men? And the angel said to her in reply, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God. Mary said, behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. What is the difference between being convinced and being receptive? I don't know about you, but I know for me, I can think of times in my life where people may have convinced me of something, but I wasn't receptive to it. Just because somebody lays out a logical, well, you know, Father, this is the way it should be, makes sense. Well, then, are you going to do it? No. The two don't necessarily go hand in hand. And I think in some ways, I don't know why, but when I was praying with both John the Baptist and Mary, and thinking of them in this Advent season as these two figures that introduce us to Jesus. What we see in both of them, first and foremost, are not necessarily people who it was clear were convinced, but they were definitely people who were receptive. When we look at the angel Gabriel comes to Mary, hey Mary, I've got good news. Uh-oh, what's going on? Don't be afraid. Hey look, it's real simple. You're going to be mother of the Messiah. Putting in modern terms, I know how that works, and it ain't happened. Oh, don't worry, the Holy Spirit will conceive this child in your womb. And for some reason this year, as I was praying with this, it almost felt like Mary, in an appropriately dismissive way, almost like looked away from Gabriel and say, Lord, let it be done to me according to your will. Kind of that, I can't make sense of this, but Lord, I trust in you. And please allow whatever your will is to be done in my life. Receptivity. I find it interesting that in my 22 years of priesthood, I can honestly say I cannot think of one knockdown, drag-out Jesus argument that I've been in with somebody that's led to conversion of heart. I may have felt like I got my barbs in, got my best arguments in, but you kind of come away feeling sick. I have had moments where maybe I've been called late at night to go and anoint somebody in the hospital. And as I just anoint and sit and talk with the people, find that some of the family have been away from the church for a few years, and as we go through the process, they'll come back and say, you know, Father, the way you treated our family, I'll give this thing another shot. I'll be receptive. You mean my persuasive arguments didn't bring you back, but authentic Christian charity did? Imagine how that works. And so therefore today, I would ask you to pray on this Feast of the Immaculate Conception, to have the heart of John the Baptist and of Mary. Have hearts that are open and receptive. Maybe faith doesn't make sense to you. You're in good company. hasn't made sense to a lot of people over the years. But we have so many beautiful examples of when hearts are receptive, God can move mountains. Allow that heart that God will use to move mountains. I remember when I was a teacher at Regis, Cindy Hofacker used to be my boss. Best boss ever. I remember I would teach those freshmen, you know, and I would teach them the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. Tell, oh, a singular grace given to Mary at the moment of her conception to protect her from the stain of original sin, to prepare her body and soul to be the very vessel that Christ was to come into the new tabernacle. And, you know, just that's why we have this feast and why it's so important. Boy, I had that lesson down pat. And what happened when those freshmen became sophomores and the subject of the Immaculate Conception came up? And all those sophomores that used to be my freshmen would look at the teacher in confusion, and the teacher would rightly say, "Didn't Father teach you that last year?" "No, I did." Nothing against my students, I love them immensely. Receptivity of heart. There's an odd mystery with faith. That if we are not receptive to Scripture, you can know the Bible forward and backward, chapter and verse, it better than anybody on the earth, but still lack the receptivity. Pray this week to be receptive as Mary and Joseph were. Pray to allow your heart, whether faith makes sense or whether it's confusing, to transform your heart. And in that process and receptivity, let the Holy Spirit plant a new, deep, renewed faith in Christ in you, metaphorical to an infant child of faith in you, both for the sake of having the joy and wonder of Christ at Christmas in our hearts, but also having the joy and wonder of allowing the Lord to be the center of our lives.